It was a regular day with his mom on the bus until his mom realized that she was missing her purse. This is the story of Martin Reyes and how the purse was almost lost forever. It was a normal day with his mom while he waited for the bus. After school, he always goes there because his mom goes to the same place so they can go home at the same time. And then the bus came and they went to the normal route. That took an hour to get because there's so many stops in between. And they had to jump between buses and buses. When they got home, she realized that she had left her purse on the bus. But the problem was that she didn't know what bus that she left it on. So that was the first problem. So then they both panicked. So Martin realized that he saw the purse in the first stop. And they both panicked. And then they both went sprinting for the purse. At first, Martin and his mom were running at the same pace, but Martin knew if he wanted to get the purse before it was too late, he had to ditch his mom and run for it. So without saying a word, Martin ran. It took him almost 40 minutes to get there while running. When he got there, he was out of breath and about to pass out because it's been 40 minutes running, not straight, but taking very small breaks to get to the purse. Then, when he got to the bus stop, he saw the purse. But the problem was that he also saw a man holding the purse. And he didn't know what to do, so he waited there to see what would happen because he was too scared to go to the man to get the purse. And he was going to call his mom to see what he was going to do. But then he realized that his mom's phone was on the purse. So that was out of the question. So then after that, he gathered up the courage to go and get the purse. And he asked the man, "Hey, that's my mom's purse, and if you could please give it back." And he said, "Oh, sure," because he was actually holding on to the purse and not stealing it. So to his surprise, he was holding the purse and not stealing it. So he was very happy because now he didn't have to do anything drastic to get the purse. And then after that, he got the purse and realized he had to walk another 40 minutes back home. But since he was running, it didn't take as long. So he had to walk back almost an hour just to get the purse. And halfway there, he was contemplating whether it was worth getting the purse or not. So, and he couldn't even contact his mother because the phone was in the purse, so he couldn't call because it would just be the purse. So his mother was probably home worrying sick about the purse and him, but mostly the purse. And after almost an hour of walking, he finally got home, and to his mother's relief, he had the purse with him, and he was safe. And he told her what happened, and she said, "Luckily, there was a nice gentleman there to keep the purse safe while they were leaving." So after that day, he said that his mother never left the purse out of her sight.